Hey guys, it's Tommy here at the Daily Upper Decker. You know, one of my favorite segments that we do here at the Dud is a game that we call Fact or Fudge. And it's where I take our two guests and I put them against each other in a little game of, is this the name of somebody who's on a professional sports team, or is this actually the name of a professional sports team? Or is this the name of an Urban Dictionary sex move, or perhaps a Russian serial killer, or some guy who likes to fuck kids within a 5-mile radius from where we're actually doing the show? It's a really fun game. Lots of laughs this year in 2016. We had a lot of great shows. So what I did is I put together a best of Fact or Fudge for everybody's enjoyment. Happy holidays, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Daily Upper Decker's best of Fact or Fudge.
The Daily Upper Decker, nothing but sports and crap.
Fact or Fudge.
So guys, we were talking ahead of time that Lisa Ann is back in the news, not for, you know, getting railed on camera because she's done doing that. She actually wrote an article for Complex.com, where she said that at least 25% of the NBA, at least 25% of the players have been blackmailed by either porn stars or strippers. So she says she's heard girls say, make sure he is married or in a relationship before going back to his hotel with him. Once they're there, wait for a moment alone with his wallet and take photos of all of his credit cards and his ID. And then the final part of the plan is blackmail.
Wow.
That's NBA players.
I mean, that's, what is it? That's, what's that show on Showtime? The guy that fucking leaves Shriver?
Ray Donovan.
Right. Yeah. That's some Ray Donovan shit right there.
Yeah, Ray Donovan kills people like that so that those pictures don't get out.
I didn't know that actually fucking... I mean, I know that happens, but...
It's just, to me, it's just a whole different... Your lifestyle is like, I try to attract basketball players, and then I go and I get them to fuck me, and then I try to say that they rape me. I mean, what...
Like, well, I think... So what you do is... What she's saying, and I trust Lisa Ann. I've seen her work. Trustworthy.
No, she's great.
She's saying that, like, these women are looking for anyone, like, anyone in this Portland, Washington game right here, which is just sweet action.
So riveting, I'm not going to turn around.
Right. So what she's saying is that, like, the girls, the porn stars and the strippers, are trying to find out which ones are in a relationship, and then they lure them back to a hotel room, whatever, and then they take pictures with them, and they take pictures of their credit card, so they have all their information,
and then
they blackmail them, like, hey, I'm going to go to your wife and tell them that I blew you last night. I've got the pictures. Yeah. So then they pay him to go away.
Did you hear about a story like that went horribly awry? Not horribly awry, but a girl tried to do that to Yamiari Yager, the hockey player.
Really?
So she took, she's an 18, 19-year-old girl. She sleeps with him and then takes a picture of herself with him right behind, passed out, sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, she takes the picture and she says to him, like, something like $2,000 or something she wanted. It was like, you give me $2,000 or I put this on Instagram. He goes, I don't fucking care. I'm 43. People are going to high-five me for banging an 18-year-old.
Right.
And I'm not married.
You just
so
made
fuck
day.
Off.
You no made my shit. Day. You
so
made
fuck
day.
Off. And she was like, what? So she put it on Instagram, and he's like, yeah, whatever. I'm a 43-year-old guy that bangs 18-year-olds and fucking everyone in the fucking
right. Yeah, go fuck
hockey.
Yourself.
Yeah, everyone at the rink is fucking high-fiving me.
He signed a two-year extension after that.
Exactly,
it was
dude.
Yeah,
now he's the second leading scorer of all time. It's fucking insane.
43 playing
yeah, he was last week's Factor Fudge. He was last week's Factor Fudge.
Am I missing something?
No, but the funniest thing was, like, she didn't even want, like, the amount of money. She was like, $2,000. And he was like, no. It's fuck you. Like,
and I'm sure he probably had it somewhere in his wallet.
He had it in his wallet. I'm just fucking, yeah, it's like, come on.
All right, so... Jaromir Jagr was last week's Factor Fudge. This week's Factor Fudge, back by popular demand. We've done this a couple of times, but never with you guys. Is this the name of a film Lisa Ann starred in that would be fact or not fudge?
Okay.
Is this a movie that she like starred in like almost 300 films?
Yeah.
Is this a film that she starred in or not?
So everyone here, our listeners know who she is. She's an actress.
Well, you can call her an actress.
Pornographic.
Correct. She has sex
for
money.
She's one of the first
her.
Porns I ever jerked off to, and then I caught on to her fucking tricks.
And then
she's not really
it's a slippery
gone.
Slope. Then you move on.
Oh, whoa, she's faking it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Sooner or later, you go to Julia Ann.
Yeah.
I need a different Ann here.
Fake taxi all day.
All right, here we go. So, John Huck, you're the special guest here at the Daily Upper Decker today. So, is this a Lisa Ann film or not? Mandango loves squirter MILFs.
Yes.
That is incorrect. That is one that I came up with in my not.
Well, you use
that didn't sound like a.
But you use Mandingo in it.
Oh,
so
it's
I was
specific,
like,
yeah.
I was like,
I graduated the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point with a 3.3 grade point average.
Stevens Point,
yeah.
No shit. You know Carthage College?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where I went to school.
You went to school at Carthage?
Freshman
Get
year.
Get the fuck
my
out
neighbor,
of here.
My neighbors, all of them went to Carthage.
Who?
Of the Moskies.
They sound familiar.
David Mosky. Oh, well, no, Mari Mosky did not. But David Mosky and Mike Mosky, they were years older than you.
That's before I knew any better about playing
it
football.
It sounds like they've got a monopoly on like, the auto mechanic
in
business.
Fucking in fucking January, it's freezing fucking cold.
Mari Mosky's father, Don Mosky.
Don Mosky. What is the fucking Wisconsin
coach?
Polish
no, this is from,
name?
This is from, they were from Illinois.
Don Mosky.
He coached at Proviso East and coached Doc Rivers in high school.
Really?
Yeah.
Doc Rivers played for Marquette.
So he's old as shit.
Well,
the Moskies.
He passed away.
Yeah.
I got him, rest in peace.
Quick story about Carthage College. You guys know a comedian by the name, well, he's a former comedian, Vincent Horace Champ. You know this name?
I do know that name somehow.
So this is why you know him, because he used to go like on college tours.
Ah.
And he would go to these colleges
yes.
and rape chicks. So
yes.
he would do a set and then rape chicks.
Yeah.
What?
Yes. I do remember
Come
hearing this.
On.
And he's in prison.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's going to be in prison for a long time. So one of the girls he raped went to Carthage College. So he did a show at Carthage.
No shit.
And this is when my buddy Luke was going there. And Luke was a football player, and I think he was trying to get into a frat and whatever. So so Vincent Horace Champ comes does a show on Carthage, rapes a chick, and then goes on to like Nebraska and all this other shit. So the woman didn't get a look at who the guy was who raped her.
So she says it was someone else.
So like my buddy Luke, and he's like a, I don't know, like 6'2", probably like 250-pound white dude at this time. Vincent Horace Champ is like a skinny black guy. Like a real, and my buddy's like, you know, trying to play football there.
Right, he's beefy.
So all these guys, he had to go down to like the station and give samples of his pubes, all
Whoa.
That shit. So it turns out that it was Vincent Horace Champ. And you know how they caught him? He did a show up at the Ice House and then ran over to Pasadena College. I think that's what it's called, right? Pasadena College. He went over there and tried to rape a chick. She got away and they caught him. So his MO was like, I'm going to do a comedy set and then finish by raping a chick.
I don't understand. You're like, I'm going to be funny
what
and then I'm going to go fucking rape
fuck.
A chick.
The
last thing I want to do is go rape a chick. I want to go home probably because I had a bad set. I want to
keep This is probably why we haven't
this
made
is
it.
Why, this is why Brady doesn't want to rape chicks is because he had a bad set. He's like, I had a bad set. I'm going to go home.
Yeah.
But that is fucking.
Not Vincent Horace Champ. He would kill it.
Yeah, but I'm glad he got caught, man. That guy, that's another guy. It's like, hey, do whatever you want to that dude in prison. I don't give a shit. Like,
oh,
the
I'm
moral
sure they
this,
are.
The moral yeah. of this whole thing is don't tell me how it ends. All right? That's what it's all about.
That's unbelievable. Yeah. Oh, speaking of ends, Anal Junkies on Cock. Is that a Lisa Ann film or not?
No.
That is incorrect. It is.
Fuck.
It is, actually.
It's fuck.
That was probably one of those gonzo porns where
Dude,
it's just
I
like, it doesn't matter. No need to be creative.
Yeah, the titles. Yeah, sometimes they're just, it's either.
I got fudged.
Yeah, it's either a like a parody movie where they're like Seinfeld XXX, or it's like just lists what it is. Fat Chicks Getting Butt Fucked Volume 4. And you're like, okay, I guess.
I've seen that one.
I guess I've seen 1 through 3. I might as well watch the fourth one.
Right.
Well. Dynamite start here. 0-0 in Factor Fudge. John Huck, is this a Lisa Ann film or not?
Yes. Wait, I'm sorry. I have to hear. I thought that was the title.
I just ass fucked my stepmom's best friend 4.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is incorrect.
Fuck.
Were you thrown off by the 4?
Gimler threw out some fucking doozies.
Yeah, you got some good ones, man.
You get fudged.
That's why I was late. I took
I
some
fudged.
Time here. Just me and my wife's purse dog.
Jesus.
Yeah, just.
Your what?
Have you seen the porn Here Comes Steve?
No, no, but that's fucking a great name for a porno movie.
It's perfect. Just check it out.
Here comes Steve.
Here goes Steve.
Is it Steve Driver?
What?
Is it Steve Driver?
No.
That was another
He
sick
was on
fun.
The Howard Stern show, and I, that's how I
Here
know
Here comes
about.
Steve.
Here comes Steve. And so he, when he comes, he goes, here comes Steve.
That's his every single
yeah,
time?
Every like time.
Dudes that yell out
that's
before
his,
they come, that ruins everything.
His, like, I don't know what that is. That's like his tag?
Yeah, it's his motto, his yeah. saying. His
that guy's not eating oatmeal and chicken and yogurt. That guy's fucking loaded. And
I'll
that's
tell you
all
what.
He got
First of all, he's not loaded. Guys who make porn are not loaded. They get by unless they're like Evan Stone and they're like in every
that's
movie.
That's not true. I read an article that guys that do guys that are straight,
well, that's
those motherfuckers make a shit ton of cash.
Gay porn is for men. Gay porn is where you're going to make your money.
Mm-hmm. Straight guys do it. Well,
of course.
Straight guys.
But yeah, no, no.
You're fucking a dude in the
except,
ass.
Except
I'm
when
sorry.
Steve when Steve does gay porn, he cries. Here comes yeah.
Steve. Here comes Steve.
Here comes Steve.
So why wouldn't you just get a better name? Steve?
Like, I think that's
Here Comes Raphael.
I think that's the funniest part of it. Is like, have you seen Here Comes Steve? It's a porno movie. Like, okay, because yeah. It sounds like a children's poem.
No, it sounds like a kid with Down syndrome. It won best short film at Sundance.
Here Comes Steve.
Yeah. It sounds like one you watch with like 20 of your buddies, and when he's ready to go, or you just like yell at everyone, "Hey, shut the fuck up! Listen to this." Here comes Steve. He said it.
And then then like 5 minutes later, like, oh, but he's coming.
And then you're like,
oh, you want to turn this off now?
It's depressing. He kills himself at the end of the porno.
All right, here we go. John Huck 0, Brady Matthews 0. Mm-hmm. Is this a Lisa Ann film or not? I'm going to bang your mother.
Yes. Oh, it's Brady.
Yes.
It's Brady, yeah. It is. It is. Oh man.
Drink.
Unbelievable.
Drink.
So Brady Matthews 1, John Huck 0. Now you guys do have a pullout here. You do have a pullout.
No.
Which
pun
means
intended.
If you don't
like
know,
I can sleep on the couch. What is happening?
If you don't know the answer, you can pull out, and that means you make Brady answer.
Oh, I'm gonna pull it out and make him do something.
All right, here we go.
Answer.
What? Big Tit Fanatic 2.
Yeah, that's her.
That is her. All right, yeah. Big tits. Fanatic. Big
you know
tits.
Yes.
Yes.
She is a filthy monster.
She is. No, I'm good. After hearing John Huck's stories, I got to make sure I just limit myself to two.
Hey, you're cool if I park here and walk down to the. All right, never mind.
Here we go. Brady Matthews, tied at 1. Is this a Lisa Ann film or not? Deep Ass Drillers Working Overtime 3.
No.
That is correct. It is not. I thought that was.
Yeah, because Brady.
You know why I know it was full of shit? Because you've been 3. You've been 3.
There's no way.
You know what?
Deep
now it's like, yeah, it would be 27 overtime. Or something.
See, I know. That's a smart guy. Don't the good looks for you.
John Huck, Big Butts Like It Big 8.
Mm. Yeah.
You got an 8 on that.
That is.
Yeah.
Big Butts Like It Big 8.
God damn.
That is a Lisa Ann film. All right, Brady Matthews.
How do you come up with such a title?
Creative title.
Here we go. Brady Matthews, Lisa Ann film or not? Hand to Mouth 4.
Oh. I bet that's great. No.
That is incorrect. It is actually...
Fuck!
That sounds like one.
Hand to mouth?
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw it in Fake Taxi. It was great.
All right. So we are tied here at 2.
Wow.
We're tied. This is unbelievable. Here we go. It's dynamite. I mean, your first time in the game, guys, you got to be just thrilled right now.
It's a real tiebreaker.
You didn't take Cialis before this one, did you?
Because
it might come into play here.
I'll let you know later.
I'm on shrimps.
I'm on acid. I want to fight you.
John Huck, anal fisting and titty twisting.
Yes.
That is incorrect. I came up with that one on my own. That means Brady Matthews, if you get this one right, if you get this one right, you are the new champion
and
of Factor Fudge.
If you get it wrong,
I have a tiebreaker.
Get to butt fuck
you. Yep. If
you get it wrong, we butt fuck you.
All right.
That's fine.
I hope you get it right.
I do gay porn.
Here we go. Lisa Ann, film or not? Towelhead Motherfuckers 2.
No. Okay.
That is not.
Yeah, come on. We could have
that is not what.
Jesus.
Here comes Steve.
Well, I had to make sure.
Yeah. Watch Paul Go would have been like something like.
Legs behind her
Towelhead
head.
Towelhead Motherfuckers
Erica.
2 is not a Lisa Ann film. So congratulations, Brady Matthews, the new champion of the Daily Upper Deckers segment, Fact or Fudge.
Fact or Fudge.
A tradition unlike any other, ladies and gentlemen. The 80th edition of the Masters Tournament teed off Thursday morning with Jordan Spieth dropping a 6-under 66 on day one in his quest to defend his title or jacket, green jacket, gold jacket. Meanwhile, Ernie Els dropped a 6-putt on the first hole to pretty much put a fork in his chances at winning his first Masters. Did you guys see that 6-putt?
It was, I think Ernie's kind of a douche, but it was still a little painful.
It was. Like, he even missed one of those one-handers.
Yeah.
You know?
The gimmies.
Yeah.
But then I had a quick epiphany where it was like, this guy makes like $30 million a year. Who cares? You know what I mean?
It is still pretty painful.
It's hard to like some of those guys.
Right. I mean, he missed some of those putts were easier than Jennifer Love Hewitt. And they were literally like less than a foot, 10 inches, reportedly 10 inches, and he couldn't hit them. That's just a bad moment. But it's the Masters. By the way, we will be playing Yanni under this the entire time. So keep that in mind. Keep that in mind as you make your
Is
your
that
answers.
A band?
Wait, you couldn't get the Enya cleared?
Is that who sings it, Enya?
No, I just...
Or not sings it, but I thought it was Yanni, but I couldn't find
I'm
like
just
that,
thinking
that,
about like songs that I listen, like makes. To listen to in the when I take bubble baths and light candles.
A few candles.
Yeah. Find my wife's hairbrush.
Sharpen your blade.
Farting in a tub, laughing your ass off. Yep. Full retard. All right, here we go. So with that in mind, guys, here's your Fact or Fudge question. Is this the name of somebody who won the Masters, or is this the name of a serial killer in Europe?
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Believe me, it's harder than you think. There are no, like, Jack Nicholases and Arnold Palmers.
I would like to put a little asterisk next to this. I'm not really sure you know what Europe is. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you might think Morocco is Europe.
Morocco's not in there.
Okay.
These guys are all from the UK.
Hope or your interns have double-checked these facts.
Germany. Could be Italy.
Europe or Germany?
Yeah. No, I said United Kingdom.
Oh, okay.
Like England, Germany, okay. Possibly one from Italy, maybe okay. One from France. All right, here we go.
Yeah, UB40, they're a reggae band, but they're not from
is
Jamaica.
Is that Red Wine, UB40? Yeah. Red Wine.
Where are they from?
Well,
Australia?
Tommy DJ'd his wedding, and then at some point he fell off because he was really hammered.
I think we heard that about his own wedding?
Yeah, I think we heard that. He DJ'd and MC'd his own wedding.
I didn't play Red Wine five times. That would have been a Pac Ross move. All right, Murph and the dog. Here we go.
All right, here we go.
During the first dance.
Fact or fudge? Murph.
Told the wet sprocket.
Actually, the Doug. I'm sorry. The Doug, you are up first here. Yes. Here we go. First game ever. Popping your cherry here at the
Does Doug know that you can pull out on someone?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That is true. So now both of you have a pull out. If you do not know the answer.
Never been good with those.
Don't want to guess.
Nobody is.
Yeah.
Then you say, I want to pull out. And then Murph has to answer the question. If he gets it wrong, then you get the point.
But
if he gets
it right.
But
if I say, don't get it in my eye, you can't pull out.
Hashtag eat a dick. Here we go. The Doug, is this somebody who won the Masters, or is this the name of a serial killer in Europe?
And why?
Bob Golby.
That's a Masters guy.
Bob
Golby? Let's play Chicago. Let's play
Chicago.
The
oh, yeah, you want to? Yeah.
Yeah, let's factor
you
fudge
know what,
it
Barry,
the right way.
Let's pretend that Barry and me are holding court there in the back of Portillo's.
Rena Sausage in Berwyn.
All right.
We're in Berwyn. Rena Sausage.
I'm not from Chicago, so I'll just talk normally.
All right.
The Bears just dropped one of the Vikings. Game three of the season. It's 3:20. We're watching the afternoon games. Bunch
Bob
of criminal. They
Golby.
They put the Steelers on the TV, so we're watching that game now. We're just gonna enjoy our French dip and our jardinera.
French dip,
hot dip, Italian. Bob Golby, that's a golfer.
Bob Golby won the 1968 Masters tournament by shooting 11 under par. Very good, Doug. Easy game.
Thank you.
Easy
thank you.
Game.
I sold siding to the Golby
Mr.
family.
Big Dick Lacombe over here with the fucking sports knowledge.
Wicker Park, I recited the Golby's house.
He's like the Greenpeace Trivia Pursuit over here with the sports.
Burp.
Holy Christ.
Name
of
somebody
guy.
Who won the Masters, or is this the name of a serial killer in Europe? Horton Smith.
I'd like to phone a friend. Horton Smith, that sounds like he likes to tee up the ball and hit it a little bit. I'll go to golf.
Horton Smith was the first ever Masters champion, shooting 4 under par. He won 4 under in 1934. He also won it again in 1936 when he shot 3 under par for the weekend. Horton Smith, a golfer.
I know the Smiths. They used to get into those local tournaments there.
His dad used to put ketchup on a hot dog, you know?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. They were Shriners.
Shriners.
Did a lot of good up in Buffalo Grove there.
Oh, yeah.
Buffalo Oaks Country Club.
The charities are good things.
You know, his wife played tennis, but she really fell off there in her later years.
She had the kids.
I heard her one kid was on LSD the entire summer. He was 18 years old. Can you believe that shit?
She should have went with the C-sections. She didn't
He went to the Cornells, full scholarship. He's on LSD the whole summer.
Kid,
I'm like, holy Christ.
Fucking smart
guy. He ran up the tab. He bought French fries for him and his fucking shit-dick friends the entire summer. But you know what? The parents are like, whatever. We're not paying for his college. So.
The Doug golfer or serial killer in Europe? Carl Grossman.
Carl Grossman. He had a dungeon set up in his town in whatever town he lived in Germany. He definitely had a dungeon with chains and restraints.
Carl Grossman killed women and sold their flesh on the black market. During World War I, Grossman sold meat on the black market and even had a hot dog stand at a train station near his home. It is believed the meat contained the remains of his victims, their bones and other inedible parts, having been thrown into the river. Carl Grossman, correct, serial killer.
Well, how inedible are they if they end up in a hot dog? I mean,
well, the inedible parts were thrown in the river.
They're nothing like these Vienna beefs that we're enjoying right now. Right, Barry?
You know,
where are we at Route 50?
Nothing like old style and maybe a human hot dog.
Human hot dog.
I need it.
We're out here at
Masters champ or serial killer in Europe? Gabe Brewer.
This is me?
Yeah, yeah. Gabe? This is you. Gabe Brewer.
I'm
Gabe?
Pretty sure that's a what do they call that? A landmine? I think that's a golfer.
Gabe Brewer won the Masters in 1967 when he shot 8 under par. You guys are on a tear right now. Fact or Fudge, brought to you by the Daily Upper Decker. Nothing but sports and crap.
And Fudge, brought to you by Fudge. Local Fudge.
In a Chicago fudge. Accent.
Eat local.
Who won the Masters? Is this someone who won the Masters, or is this a serial killer in Europe? Doug Charles Coody. Coody. Charles Coody.
Sounds like a fag.
Yeah. I was going to say if it's like KUTI or something, he could be like one of them VJ Sings, you know? One of those guys that's a little too tan to be on the thing. But he still manages to get $2-3 million a year. But I'm going to say that's a serial killer, too. He probably Northern Britain.
He sounds like he
it's
likes
incorrect.
The
Charles Coody shot 9 under in 1971 to win the Masters.
Yeah, well, there you go.
So that's right. Hey,
do you know that he's not a serial killer though?
There are no boths. Every now and then, it's neither or both.
It could be both, but it's just we don't know.
Murph, somebody who won the Masters or a serial killer in Europe? Patrick McKay.
Oh, that's another softball you're throwing at me there.
It's a good name.
Patrick McKay sounds like a tennis guy. I'm gonna go serial killer.
Yeah, the Irish don't kill unless it's in the name of religion. You know,
Patrick McKay is a British serial killer who confessed to killing 11 people in 1974 and 1975. Boom. Murph on a tear. All right, Doug, this is a very important one.
But they were all Protestants. Let's just make that
clear.
Colin Ireland. I watch a lot of PBS. I know.
Golfer?
Colin Ireland?
Colin Ireland.
His last name's too perfect to be a golfer. He's a serial killer. And to add to that, I'm going to say that he was into torture and underage shit. That's the type of serial killer.
Close.
Hitchhikers.
Colin Ireland was also known as the gay slayer because he would pretend to be gay to lure gay men and then kill them. Killed 5 homosexuals in England and died in prison.
Oh, you know
Sweet
he fucked them.
Sweet justice.
He wasn't pretending to be gay. Oof. He just couldn't fuck another man unless
you know
they're already
a choice,
gay.
Right? You're not born that way.
No, yeah, of course. Come on. Come on, who are you talking to?
That's what my dad said.
Murph, Herman,
my kid,
Herman
he's
Kaiser.
I think my kid's half a fag. He doesn't want to join the plumbers union, the 71.
He likes the fucking trumpet or the violin or one of those things.
Herman Kaiser, golfer or serial killer in Europe?
Sounds like he's
And I'll add this right here. If you get this one, if you get this one, it's over.
Herman Kaiser?
Herman Kaiser, because you would win 4-3.
Sick fuck ice cream salesman. Oh, man.
Somebody who won the Masters.
I don't think the Germans were good at golf back then. I'm going to go serial killer.
Herman Kaiser won the 1946 Masters tournament when he finished 6 under par. The game continues.
What was par back then? Like, weren't the golf balls tied up with rope and, you know, golf clubs were like made out of old growth.
A squirrel would chew at the shit
like
and they'd have to play with it anyway. They only had one ball in the bag. All right, here we go.
Like,
I wonder
Cobb's
if Tommy would have conspiracy theories back in like the 50s.
Yeah, Ty Cobb's rolling in his grave right
Ben
now.
Hogan
fucking
picks it
slide rule thing that you were talking about before. Ben Hogan can't even believe that, you know, these guys get graphite, whatever. Like, Phil Mickelson, a man with breasts bigger than half the women I've ever fucked, is out there.
You're a butt guy, though. You're a butt guy.
Well, no, but I mean, like, he can make par on day one. I'm like, come on.
Right.
You got the body as Tony Stewart, and you're leading the Masters? Get the fuck out of here.
Is this the name of somebody who won the Masters or the name of a serial killer in Europe? Peter Stump.
Peter Stump? Peter Stump was really ridiculed in his childhood for his last name and was definitely a serial killer. He was known as the... I think he did shit with women's feet.
He may have.
Yeah.
Peter Stump was a self-proclaimed werewolf who killed 18 people in the 1500s, known as the Werewolf of Bedburg. During 1589, Stump had one of the most lurid and famous werewolf trials of history. You know, because of all these werewolf trials.
That's true.
After being stretched on a rack and before further torture commenced, he confessed to having practiced black magic since he was 12 years old. He claimed that the devil had given him a magical belt or girdle, which enabled him to metamorphose.
That's his Greek cousin.
Into the likeness.
Metamorphoses.
Yeah.
Into the likeness of a greedy, devouring wolf. Strong and mighty, with eyes great and large, which in the night sparkled like fire, a mouth great and wide, with most sharp and cruel teeth, a huge body, and mighty paws.
I saw a show on the WGN's Buffy to something or other, werewolf like this.
Yeah.
Same sort of shit.
Yeah, my sister's daughter watches
the eyes,
that
the
stuff,
pink eyes,
you know?
And stuff.
And then all you had to do was take off the belt and he'd turn back into a human.
Yeah, my sister's daughter drinks all the Pepsis.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, every time I go over there.
Sugar's no
that
good
stuff.
For you.
No.
One of the 14 children that he killed was his own son, whose brain he was reported to have devoured. Not only was Stump accused of being a serial murderer and cannibal, but also of having an incestuous relationship with his daughter, who was sentenced to die with him, and that he had coupled with a distant relative, which was also considered to be incestuous according to the law. In addition to this, he confessed to having had intercourse with a succubus sent to him by the devil.
Nice.
So he did not win the Masters. That is a serial killer, gentlemen.
He once teabagged a room temperature meat pie in the town square and took one of the cobblestone bricks out of the alleyway.
Stop talking about Wapaka.
Well, Murph, now this is huge. You either get this right and we go to the tiebreaker, or you get it wrong and the game's over. Golfer or serial killer? Claude Harmon.
I'm going to pull out on Doug.
Oh, my God. Pulling out on Doug. Claude Harmon. You either get this right, Doug, and you win, or you get it wrong, and Barry Murphy wins.
It's been a few days, Doug. I might have eight ropes for you.
Claude Harmon was the first Dutch national to win the Masters in 1974. He shot a 3-under on a very precipitous weekend filled with unpredictable rain and wind.
Read number 10, which it's funny why you said
Claude
it was.
Claude Harmon, surprisingly an American, who won the Masters in 1948, 9-under par. Yeah.
Surprisingly an American, so that counts. So, ladies and gentlemen,
of
the
Dutch
Doug,
descent.
The Doug,
thank you,
is your new fact or fudge champion. That is correct. Claude Harmon, surprisingly an American, who won the Masters in 1948.
Fact or fudge?
You guys watch Kentucky Derby on Saturday?
Did not.
I did not either. We were running a cornhole tournament.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I was actually thinking of coming.
It was great. Yeah, you
my buddy
come
Rob,
one,
I think, July. I was extremely hungover. I couldn't make it.
I think my friend Rob went.
Really?
My friend Rob, he's a friend of mine from Miami, went to...
Oh, a friend of Ralph Guerra as well? Or no, he went to the Kentucky Derby.
No, he went to your cornhole tournament.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How'd it go?
Oh, Rob Vitolo?
Yeah, Rob Vitolo.
He was there. Yeah, he didn't
him,
do
yeah.
very well, but that's awesome. He was there.
Yeah, he's a friend of mine.
Rob,
great.
Thanks for listening, buddy.
How do you remember people's names when you're hammered? I can't do it.
Well, I was the MC, so I had to go through all 41 names. And all right, well, we all missed the Kentucky Derby then, so Nyquist. Nyquist won the 100. It's kind of just downhill after American Pharoah wins the Triple Crown. Like
right.
No, I feel like it's a bad year for horse racing.
Well, he was in the fifth place, and from what I understand, the fifth place horse usually always wins.
Really?
That's what they said.
Really? It's like the 5-12 seed in the tournament.
Well, that's why you follow the Daily Upper Decker. That's the only information you get here. Nyquist won a 142nd running of the Kentucky Derby with Exaggerator and Gunrunner, who must be owned by Raiders fans.
By the way, who comes up with these stupid ass names? Why can't you just give him a normal name like Daryl one? Instead, it's like my Miata from college, and you're like, and he's coming around the corner. My Miata from college is coming around. You're like, my Miata from college.
I would like if people.
I don't miss Jack Daniels. I used to get really wasted off it. And he's coming around the corner. You're like, well, huh?
Well, it's got to sound interesting when someone's speaking that quickly. If you say Daryl, it has to eat up most of the time because the guy has virtually nothing to say for a minute and a half.
What was that horse racing movie with Bobcat Goldthwait? What was
his
name? Bobcat Goldthwait? Goldthwait?
That would make a really
money?
Good...
No, that's no. with
is it Don?
Dangerfield.
Is it Don was the name of the horse, but is that the name of the movie,
well,
Don?
That's when like Bobcat Goldthwait was like killing it.
Yeah, in the 80s. But I don't know. Either way, I feel like Bobcat Goldthwait would make a great name for a horse.
Yeah.
Really, well, that is a good one.
That's a great. That's
or
a great
Ashton Kutcher.
So yeah. So when they were announcing the race, like I think John Candy's in the movie. I think too, or John Candy is the voice of the horse.
Yeah.
Is he?
And,
what
and
is
Bobcat
this movie?
Goldway. Yeah. It's called Don is the name of the horse, but
I forget. God, it's on the tip of my tongue. I know exactly what you're talking about.
So the announcer is like, around the corner comes Hunter, and followed by Don.
They would throw them off.
Yeah, you
it has to be
more,
something.
Well, see, then I'm on to something.
For a guy yelling and screaming for 2.5 minutes about horses, to call out a human name, I think would really just kill his momentum.
I think I'm
well,
on to something.
So this time it was Exaggerator. Well, it was Nyquist followed by Exaggerator and Gunrunner sniffing its ass across the finish line. So
sniffing its ass was the last horse?
No.
Oh, bummer.
Exaggerator
that's
and Gunrunner.
That would have been a great horse.
Coming around the corner sniffing his ass, Nyquist!
So I'm glad we're talking about the names, though, because with that in mind, it leads us to our fact or fudge question.
Here we go.
Is this the name of a horse that ran in the Kentucky Derby, an Urban Dictionary sex move, or both?
I think I already know the answer.
Okay.
All right. So, Brady Matthews, you are the defending champion.
Okay.
So you get to go first.
All right.
Now, at any point here, you guys get to use what is called a pullout. You can pull out. If you don't know the answer, you can make the other guy answer it. If he gets it right, then he gets the point. If he gets it wrong, you get the point.
Right. Okay. I know all sexual positions, so go ahead.
All right. You're up first. The Spanish, well, not the, but just Spanish chestnut. Is that an Urban Dictionary sex move? The name of a Kentucky Derby horse? And it's not just one that ran this year. It's like at any point.
Any point in
any
history.
Any point. 142 of these things.
How many horses run in the Kentucky Derby?
Anywhere between like 16 to 20.
Wow.
So a horse that ran in the Kentucky Derby, an Urban Dictionary sex move, or both? Spanish chestnut.
I'm going to go horse.
That is correct.
Thank you.
Wow.
Good work. Yeah. Good work.
Spanish chestnut probably wound up as a bag of dog food after finishing 16th in 2005.
Or as Seinfeld says, he's crazy glue.
Outstanding.
See that?
All right, Brady.
Comedy jokes. I'll be at Mystic Lake Casino all weekend.
Is that where you are this weekend?
Yeah, Minnesota.
Yeah, nice. Yeah,
perfect.
Yeah. They're gonna love it. They need to laugh up there. That's great.
No, they're just a bunch of drunks, but it's going to be great.
All right, so they can they message you for tickets or anything at Brady Matthews 13? Do they do that outside of LA?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
So Brady Matthews all weekend long at the Mystic
Lake Casino.
Mystic Lake Casino.
It smells like cigarettes and cherry sours, if you will.
You're getting yourself right ready.
But they make a good steak there. I've been there before with Thomas.
It's
Dale.
Mountain country.
That sounds like where a place where you pick up a chick who's like 85 and her husband just died, and you just hope that she's like ready to go out.
No,
she's your
is.
Name in the will.
Yeah,
she
dude, is. They're all still listening to like Mystical. You know what I mean?
They just got Mystical.
Like they just got it. I think Brittany's gonna be there next
weekend. Watch yourself.
All right, here. Moving on here in Fact or Fudge. Is this the name of a horse that ran in the Kentucky Derby, an Urban Dictionary sex move, or both? Adam Furberg, Frosted.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, I'm going to go both.
That is correct.
What?
Wow.
Yes. Wow. Yes. What is Frosted?
Well, Frosted is a horse that ran last year in the Kentucky Derby, and he looks like a horse that grew up next to a nuclear power plant. That's pretty crazy.
He's a horse from
the name.
Horse from Chernobyl.
Correct. Yeah. That's why he did okay. Finished
nuclear
fourth.
Winter. That'd be a great horse name.
Now, Frosted, according to Urban Dictionary, is the act of watching two persons do anal from underneath while the taker is constipated and having the giver pull out to cover the watcher's face and shit. Wow.
Guys.
It can also be the act of ejaculating on a woman's face, or in other words, glazing.
Yeah, you betcha.
Either way, it sounds like something that came out of Minnesota. Right.
That's so disgusting.
I'm not eating for the rest of the
That's
day.
Disgusting. But there is donuts right over here if you want to grab
you.
A donut.
They're glazed with some chocolate. Yeah.
Right, well, good work. So we've got a tight match here at Factor Fudge, 1-1. Up next, Sheboygan Mud Plow.
All right. This is neither.
No, it's got to be a Kentucky Derby horse, an Urban Dictionary sex move,
that's
or
a sex,
both.
That's a sex move.
Just a sex move.
Yeah.
That is correct. The right. Sheboygan Mud Plow.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
I don't think coming around the corner, Sheboygan Mud Plow.
I don't think anyone's named a horse Mud Plow before.
And they used to have dog races in Wisconsin and like Lake Geneva.
Up in Wisconsin.
Lakes, yeah.
Miami had a dog.
That's where I had my homecoming, and I did mushrooms and then acid. So nice. It was great. Yeah.
Wow. I wish I went to that high school.
It's a trifecta.
Sheboygan mud plow is the act of taking a shit on the floor, then proceeding to plow your partner from behind while her face is pushed through your shit on the floor.
Jesus.
Used in a sentence, did you hear what Ali did last night? He gave Nina the old Sheboygan mud plow. She can't get the brown stain off her forehead.
My
what the
God.
Where is this
More
at?
More importantly, Urban Dictionary.
No, why? It sounds European. That's a European
Sheboygan's,
move.
Wisconsin.
What spelling bee would this necessary European. That they would need the context of the word in a sentence? What is this? What kind of spelling bee is this? Yeah,
that's why Urban Dictionary is uber popular.
Yeah, it really is.
That's a good one, though.
All right. Well, Adam Ferberg, it's your turn now.
Here we go.
Green eggs and ham. Is that a Kentucky Derby horse, an Urban Dictionary sex move, or both?
I'm going to go with a horse.
That is incorrect.
No, what? Yeah.
Incorrect.
Oh, no.
It is just an Urban Dictionary sex move.
Really? Oh, I would have sworn a Dr. Seuss, anything Dr. Seuss is horse racing.
Yeah, 100%. That would have thrown me
it
off.
It might be a Kentucky Derby recipe, but it's definitely not a horse. It is the sexual cooking fetish involving two partners in the missionary position on top of a kitchen table. When the male wraps ham around his member and the woman cracks an egg into her vaginal passageway, followed by sexual intercourse.
This can't be real.
When all of the ingredients are mixed to the right consistency inside the woman, she pushes the mixture out of herself and onto a skillet in order to cook a bountiful breakfast for the couple. Always grease the pan or skillet before cooking to prevent sticking.
Oh my God. I like how the last part was like, warm it up to 400. Like, this was like a recipe right, for how to make this.
Well, you better do the green eggs and ham right.
Okay.
Last thing I want.
It sounds like it could be fatal.
My God. Who's eating? Who is eating?
Who wants breakfast?
I'm just afraid of getting salmonella at this point. Like, there's a lot.
Seriously.
There's a lot of illnesses going on.
Make sure you don't have a clean pan.
Everyone just went to the doctor.
That's gross.
All right. So we got Brady Matthews 2.
The leader.
Adam Herberg 1.
You know what? I'm happy I missed that one. I'm so happy that I thought, no, that's not possible.
Still anybody's game. Both gentlemen still had their pull out.
If right, this one's the strawberry shortcake, I've got this.
Danza. Kentucky Derby horse. Urban Dictionary sex move or both?
I'm going to say horse.
That is incorrect.
Oh,
it is
shit.
Both.
It is both?
It is both, yes.
Danza? Is that where Tony Danza comes out and Adam Ray does an impression of him?
I'm Tony Danza. He does it great when he's like,
hey, kids, you like Nintendo's?
He's so good with it. If you've never seen Adam Ray's Tony Danza impression.
Google it.
Hey, kids, you know what you shouldn't do? Fuck your pets. Yeah. And he does it in a perfect voice.
I fuck my pet, and he loves it.
Danza finished third in the 2014 Kentucky Derby, so if you placed a $2 bet on him, congrats on turning that into $6. Urban Dictionary says a Danza is simply a dick slap across the face. However, that's just the top definition. The better definition can be found on the second page. Oh. Danza has 2 pages worth of Urban Dictionary definitions.
There's many definitions of Danza.
The second time around, a Danza is while doing a girl from behind, you slam your dick into her ass while simultaneously slapping her on the back of the head, exclaiming, "Who's the boss now, bitch?"
Oh my God. That sounds more like
Connery.
That sounds
about right.
That sounds very Connery, too. I like that. Who's the boss, bitch?
Who's the man now, dog?
Yeah.
What? Who's the boss now, bitch? Yeah.
What's the full house? It's just Joey going, whoa.
Cut it out.
Cut it
and
out.
By out, it means
she's like,
out
I'm coming.
No, the Joey that goes, whoa, would be the blossom.
Oh, right.
Right.
He comes out, he's like, whoa.
And she's like, not
again.
You last 2 seconds. It's perfect.
Not again.
All right, this is big for you because if you get this, the game goes on.
Okay.
If you don't, Brady Matthews
is a two-time
champion.
Oh, my God. It's like tennis. As soon as you fuck up once, it's over.
No, it could be.
You fuck up twice, it's over, I mean.
Here we go.
Okay.
Kentucky Derby horse, Urban Dictionary sex move, or both? Icebox.
Oh, come on.
I'm going to go both.
That is correct.
Yes,
and the game,
this game
goes
on.
That was a gimme.
Also, a character from Little Giants.
Icebox, really?
Yeah, she's the girl is Icebox.
All right, I've got 3 more hot minutes of...
All right, we got this.
Okay.
Icebox was a 2010 Kentucky Derby
Herpes.
Horse. Urban Dictionary says Icebox is the equivalent to Lady Blue Balls, but it's also when you're at a bar... that has a walk-in refrigerator in the back room, and you take the bartender back there at close lick her forehead, stick her forehead to the wall of the icebox, and nail her from behind.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Why is it that all of these have just a little sting of assault behind
what
them?
Happened?
Yeah, that's a tad rapier than just Lady Blue.
What happened to just like sex? Lay her down, have sex.
Yeah, it's just,
that's
it's just,
it.
That's
put on some
horse.
Yanni.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Instead, it's like, you know, a lot of talking.
A little
a lot of
John Tesh.
The Ja Rule.
Bringing NBA. In a lot of electronics, a lot of appliances. All right, here we go. Sudden death.
Okay, here we go.
Sudden death. So whoever says the right answer first wins.
Oh, really? We're going to have to do an answer first. Okay.
Yes. Kentucky Derby, Urban Dictionary sex move, or both?
Okay.
Silver ending.
Both.
Do I have to also answer? I'm going to go both, too. I think that's both.
Well, try it again. Ladies, it's just a horse. Just a horse. Finished fifth in the 1990 Kentucky Derby. Okay. All right, here we go.
Here we go. One more.
Tabasco cat.
Horse.
That is correct, ladies and gentlemen. Tabasco Cat finished sixth in the 1994 Kentucky Derby. That means your champion here at Factor Fudge for the second time in a row is the one and only Brady Matthews. Give him a big round of applause.
Thank you so much, everyone.
I took him to overtime.
Fact or fudge?
So today's Factor Fudge question, already we've talked about how like with the NBA finals and the NHL, you know, Stanley Cup finals coming to an end, basically the only sport on right now is baseball, Major League Baseball. So, I beg to differ. There's also minor league baseball, gentlemen.
I love minor league baseball.
If you're asking yourself just what in the hell am I supposed to watch now, the answer is minor league baseball. It's in full swing. Most teams have played at least 70 games so far during the year. And if you look hard enough, you can probably find a place to bet on it.
Sure.
You might have, instead of Vegas, you might have to go to Prim, Henderson, my buddy Pete's basement, something like that. But you can find
there's
a place to bet on.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
There's definitely action on minor league baseball.
Right. All right, so here's the question of the day. You can play along with us live here on Facebook Live. You can play along with us. The question of the day, Factor Fudge here on the Daily Upper Decker. Is this the name of a minor league baseball team or an Urban Dictionary sex move?
This is going to be tough.
Or both.
It's totally possible
this
both.
It is.
There's totally possible.
Oh, so you're throwing us for a loop. So you're putting it or both?
Or both.
C.
Right.
Is there D, none of the above?
No. It's just a C.
Fuck all my life.
Brady Matthews, you're the champion. Remember, you can each pull out, which means the other
contestant. No pun intended.
Yeah. No. Right. That means contestant has to answer the question.
A lot of rules.
If they get it right, they get the point. If not, you get the
point.
Way
more rules than last time.
Here we go. Factor Fudge, live. Brady Matthews, comedian extraordinaire.
Yeah.
Is this the name of a minor league baseball team or an Urban Dictionary sex move or both? The Round Rock Express.
Baseball team.
That is correct. Just the baseball team. The Round Rock Express is the AAA affiliate for
that
the Texas
so
Rangers.
Easy. That's
well,
so
you're
easy.
A Rangers
I knew
fan.
That. That's
Herbert, you're a Rangers
Nolan
fan.
Ryan.
Yeah,
but
I don't know.
In the Pacific Coast League. All right. So that AAA affiliate there. Okay. All right. So Brady Matthews won. Adam Ferberg, zero. Moving on here in Factor Fudge. Is this the name of a minor league baseball team?
Okay.
An Urban Dictionary sex move or both?
Let's hear it.
The Sacramento River Cats. Sacramento River Cats.
That's a baseball team.
That is incorrect because they are both. They
wow.
Are both.
The River Cats?
What is a River Cat? Do I want to know?
No, it's actually called the Sacramento River Cats. That's the greatest part about these things, all right? So
it is a baseball team, right?
It is. Correct.
Okay, I was right about that. But it's also a sex move.
Yes, but you have to say both.
Okay,
all right.
Both. Okay.
So the Sacramento River Cats are the AAA affiliate of the San Francisco Giants, and it's also when you stick your nose in your lover's ass, draw whiskers on the inside of their cheeks, and then plunge your tongue into their ass. Now, if you're going to use that in a sentence, in a sentence on UrbanDictionary.com, she was none too happy when he gave her a Sacramento River Cat. She was none too happy when he gave her River Cat.
You know what this means is that the players for the Sacramento River Cats are known for doing this to chicks on the road.
They go to Old Town in Sacramento. Let's give her a River Cat.
No, it's not coincidental.
That's like Slump Busters. Right. I actually think that's a baseball team in Indiana.
Mark Grace played for them.
The Evansville Slump Busters. Yeah. That sounds like the home of the team of Slump
Racine.
Busters.
Yeah.
The Racine. All right, here we go. Portland Sea Dogs. Minor league baseball team or an Urban Dictionary sex move or both?
Definitely a baseball team.
That is correct. It is just a baseball team.
That is not,
the,
yeah.
It is the AA affiliate of the Boston Red Sox in the Eastern League.
Which
so
I
that's
also
two for
knew.
Brady Matthews.
I knew that. This is Portland, Maine, too, right? That's Portland, Maine.
Correct. It's Portland, Maine.
Yeah, that's. I know that. So it's, just, right. It's a matter of knowing how fucking dirty my mind is to see if I can.
Yeah, see, my right. mind's pretty dirty. So.
Right, okay.
All right, let's see if you can get this one. So okay. Two for Brady Matthews, zero for Adam Furberg, and I'm winning. All right, here we go. Is this the name of a minor league baseball team or Urban Dictionary sex move or both?
Okay.
The Cincinnati Chili Dogs.
That's a sex move.
That is correct.
Yes!
It is only a sex move.
Yes. No, now, there is no minor league baseball
but
team.
But wait, isn't it a
there should be.
Isn't it a Cincinnati Chili Dog?
Well, right, but I'm saying it as the Cincinnati
Chili
Dogs.
So you're trying
dogs.
To throw us for a loop.
There's another loop. Yeah, there's another loop to this shit.
I would have said
Gimler.
Baseball. I would have said baseball team.
Ooh, see? That's why.
I would have said baseball team.
No, because the minor league and major league teams aren't in the same city.
Now,
think.
I'll give you an extra point
plus,
if you can tell me what the Cincinnati Chili Dog is.
I have no idea what
I can only imagine, dude.
I'm
you
assuming.
You know what? Single Adam Furberg would have told us what a Cincinnati Chili Dog is. The fact that he's got to go home to his girl tonight, then he's not going to mention what a Cincinnati
Chili Dog is. December 2014, Furberg definitely. Definitely would have had the answer and where to get it in Cincinnati.
All right. A Cincinnati chili dog is when a man shits on a girl's chest, then titty fucks her, generally used in Southwest Ohio. Used in a sentence? You guessed it. John gave Sarah a Cincinnati chili dog.
My God.
John is a dirty motherfucker.
Well, welcome back, Adam. Welcome back to Game of Fact or Fudge, brought to you by DailyUpperDecker.com. Brady Matthews, reigning champion. You're up 2-1. Is this the name of a minor league baseball team or an Urban Dictionary sex move, or both? The Akron Rubber Ducks. Akron Rubber Ducks.
Just baseball team.
That is correct.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
unbelievable.
Good. I'm
I've
good.
Given you three baseball
I'm
teams.
I'm good.
Oh.
Yeah, I
the
got it.
The minor league extraordinaire.
The question is...
Artist, sports fan, and, comedian, actor,
yep.
and minor league baseball guru.
And in that order.
The question is, what would be a rubber duck if that was an actual sex move?
Correct. That's why I thought for sure. I thought for sure it was one. We might have to get Andy Ostroff, Captain Fabulous.
How is Ostroff?
He's doing great, but we got to get him to put it up online. So the Rubber Ducks are the AA affiliate of the Cleveland Indians in the Eastern League. So that's three for Brady Matthews. Adam Furberg, this is huge. You need this one
right
here.
You need to continue the game.
If you get it right, the game goes on. If not, Brady Matthews is once again
the reigning
Factor Fudge champion. He knows what he's doing.
I know exactly what I'm doing.
Sex move on Urban Dictionary. Or a minor league baseball team.
Here we go.
The Montgomery Monkey Tails.
I'm going to go sex move.
100%.
That is correct.
Yes.
The Montgomery Monkey Tail is an Urban Dictionary sex move. It is when a gentleman.
Yeah,
gentleman
of course.
Gentleman. Has a monocle and a cane.
Yeah.
When a gentleman chokes a woman at the time of orgasm, making the woman's anus tighten up, making things a whole lot better for the man. Used in a sentence or at least a conversation.
Wow.
Jerry, dude, I gave a girl a Montgomery monkey tail. Bob, dude, that's awesome.
I don't think Jerry or Bob are gentlemen. I think that's the lesson to learn.
That is disgusting.
Yeah, that might have been a conversation
gentlemen,
from jail. That,
first of all, don't choke women when they orgasm. And number two, don't start sentences with the word dude.
Dude. Right.
Randall from the Cowboys has used that before.
That's what got him in trouble in jail. He tried to give...
That's the rule that he broke.
Right, okay. No Montgomery monkey tails in this jail.
All right, here we go. Brady Matthews for the win. You get it right, you're the Factor Fudge champion 3 weeks in a row.
If you get it
wrong, Adam Furberg has a chance.
Bring it home.
Urban Dictionary sex move, minor league baseball team, or both. We are looking here at the Sheboygan Mudplows. Sheboygan Mudplows.
I'm going to say both.
That is incorrect. It is only an Urban Dictionary sex move.
The Mudplows? I feel like that's a team.
Yeah,
should be.
Yeah, the Mud.
Especially
when you hear
how disgusting.
And Sheboygan.
The Sheboygan Mudplows.
That sounds perfect.
That's how I met my wife.
I feel like I have. I got a beer koozie from there.
What state is Sheboygan in?
Wisconsin.
That's okay.
Once voted the best city in America to raise your family.
Seriously? When?
So here it is. The
how the fuck do you know that?
Like 1990s. Well, I grew up in Wisconsin.
So raise your family. What is that?
Plano was named as a city like that, like an
all
American
city. And then heroin.
And then heroin. Like the next year, heroin totally.
It was like
took
the best
the
city
town.
To get shanked in after
right,
that.
Exactly. Right, exactly.
So here we go. The Sheboygan mud plow is the act of taking a shit on the floor, then proceeding to fuck your partner from behind while her face is pushed through your shit on the floor.
Oh, how God. Can you put your dick inside of somebody whose face is in shit?
You'd be surprised. It gets cold in Alaska.
It's Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. It gets cold.
It's the act that they left out of making a murderer.
That's terrible.
Of course. Yeah, that's the evidence that was washed away.
Right.
So again, using a sentence, for the Sheboygan mud plot here, using a sentence, did you hear what Ollie did last night? He gave
Ollie.
Nina the old Sheboygan mud plow last night. She can't get the brown stain off her forehead.
Of course, his name is Ollie. Ollie would Sheboygan mud plow every chick he's ever been with.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Adam Ferberg to stay alive. You get it right, we go to a tiebreaker. If you get it wrong, Brady Matthews is our reigning, our champion for the third week in a row. Okay. Here we go. Fact or fudge. Urban Dictionary, sex move, minor league baseball team, or both? The Beloit Snappers.
I'm going to go baseball team.
That is correct. Yes. It is just a baseball team. Yeah. It is the single A affiliate of the Oakland A's in the Midwest League. So, ladies and gentlemen, we've got Adam Ferberg, 3. Brady Matthews, 3. It's anybody's game, fact or fudge. The way we're going to do the tiebreaker, first one to yell out the right answer wins.
All right, here we go.
All right? Got to yell out the right answer.
Okay.
Here we go.
Ready. You can tell by how I'm scratching my head.
The Pensacola Pickle Swings.
Sex move.
Sex move!
Yeah!
Sex move! It's just a sex move. Yeah. It's when a male in full
come from behind when
lies prone on his back, pulls his erect penis down to touch his belly, then releases it, thus slapping the female in the forehead while she licks the man's taint.
God damn.
Used in a sentence, shit homes. I totally gave that twat the Pensacola pickle swing
shit
last night.
Homes.
And got my junk tangled in her hair. Damn, that shit hurts. How about a big round of applause, ladies and gentlemen, for both of our contestants.
Yes.
All right. Hey, great job.
Thank you.
But your new Factor Fudge champion,
God damn it,
the one and only Adam Ferber.
I needed a reason to come back, America, and I did it again.
What was our category last time?
It was quotes.
Oh, yeah.
It was Muhammad
quotes.
Ali or Yogi Berra.
Let's bring those back.
Or Kimbo Slice.
Yes, right.
Oh, that's right.
And believe it or not, it was not Yogi Berra who said one in the pink, two in the stink. Yeah. All right, we're done.
Fact or fudge?
You know, ladies and gentlemen, we just have so many great fact or fudge segments that it's impossible. And I'm talking like impossible, like trying to get a boner when you look at Hope Solo's hump hole. It's impossible to fit it into one podcast. So what we're going to do is we're going to call this the Best of Factor Fudge 2016 Part 1, and we'll give you Part 2 next week. In the meantime, enjoy this fun holiday tune from Tommy Gimler. It's a winner. It's called Christmas Time. It's about, like, you know, the horrors of being home alone for Christmas while your husband's out on the road making some money, and then your husband surprises you at home, but you're getting stuffed by two other guys at Christmas time. This is called Christmas Time from Tommy Gimler. And again, make sure you check us out every single day on the Daily Upper Decker, dailyupperdecker.com, nothing but sports and crap. You can also find us on Facebook, on Twitter, at Daily Upper Deck, and of course, on the Vine. And now, Tommy Gimler with Christmas Time.
Try your eye as you dry your last dish. Blow out the light and make a wish. The careless outside help remind you it's Christmas time. Rest your head, you've done all you can do. I know that I should be there with you. It's not that I don't care, sometimes life ain't fair, even at Christmas time. And no one deserves to be alone on Christmas. And no one deserves to be alone at all. We'll turn on the stove, girl, light a fire, and unlock the door. 'Cause I'm coming home to you. coming home to you. But you, oh you, you are not alone. There's a big black man with his dick inside your mouth, and a white guy behind you moving in and out like a rabbit on crack with a Santa Claus hat, because it's Christmas time. Now the big black man slaps his dick upon your face. I don't care that he's black, this isn't about race. It's the fact that you're my wife, and he's ruining my life, and it's Christmas time. And no one deserves to see their wife getting stuffed on Christmas. No one deserves to see that shit at home. Maybe it's a sound, maybe it's a sand, maybe it's the way you're bent, but I'm joining in. The black guy drops his load on your face and dinner is served, and then he punches you in your nose, a jelly donut's for dessert. And then I kiss your face, say happy holidays, because it's Christmas time. And then I kiss your face, say happy holidays, because it's Christmas time. The Daily Upper Decker, nothing but sports and crap.